I want to share with you briefly from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And I want to read from the Message Bible because it reads like a story. And then I want to stop at a particular verse and then just share a couple of thoughts. And then our time will be done for tonight and we'll pick it back up on Sunday. 2 Chronicles 20, starting at verse 1, it says, "Sometime later the Moabites and the Ammonites, accompanied by the Ninunites, joined forces to make war on Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat received this intelligence report. A huge force is on its way from beyond the Dead Sea to fight you. There's no time to waste. They're already at Hazazon Tamar, the oasis of En-Gedi." Shaken, Jehoshaphat prayed. He went to God for help and ordered a national fast. The country of Judah united in seeking God's help. They came from all the cities of Judah to pray to God. Then Jehoshaphat took a position before the assembled people of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of God in front of the new courtyard and said, "O God, God of our ancestors, are you not God in heaven above and ruler of all kingdoms below? You hold all power and might in your fist. No one stands a chance against you. And didn't you make the natives of this land leave as you brought your people Israel in, turning it over permanently to your people Israel, the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived here and built a holy house of worship to honor you, saying, when the worst happens, whether war or flood or disease or famine, and we take our place before this temple, we know you are personally present in this place, and pray out of their pain and trouble, we know that you will listen and give victory. And now it happens, men from Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir have shown up. You didn't let Israel touch them when we got here at first. We detoured around them and didn't lay a hand on them. And now they've come to kick us out of the country you gave us." Now I want you to get that. They're trying to kick us out of the country that you gave us. "Oh, dear God, won't you take care of them? We're helpless before this Vandal horde ready to attack us. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. Everyone in Judah was there, little children, wives, sons, all present and attentive to God. Then Jehaziel was moved by the Spirit of God to speak from the midst of the congregation. He said, 'Attention, everyone, all of you from out of town, all from Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, God's word, don't be afraid. Don't pay any mind to this Vandal horde. This is God's war, not yours. Tomorrow, you'll go after them. See, they're already on their way up the slopes of Ziz. You'll meet them at the end of the ravine near the wilderness of Jeruel. You won't have to lift a hand in battle. In this battle, just stand firm, Judah and Jerusalem, and watch God's saving work for you take shape. Don't be afraid, don't waver. March out boldly tomorrow. God is with you." Then Jehoshaphat knelt down, bowing his face to the ground. All Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping God. The Levites, both Kohathites and Korahites, stood to their feet to praise God. "And God of Israel, The God of Israel, they praised at the top of their lungs. Verse 20. They were up early in the morning, ready to march into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they were leaving, Jehoshaphat stood up and said this, "Listen, Judah and Jerusalem. Listen to what I have to say. Believe firmly in God, your God, and your lives will be firm. Believe in your prophets, and you'll come out on top." 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Early in the morning, they left the desert of Tekoa and they set out. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." 2 Chronicles 20:20, King James. And they rose early in the morning, and they went from the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." I want to offer to you for this house and maybe a larger audience, 2020, the year of seeing and believing. 2020, the year of seeing and believing. 2019 was an incredible year of faith-building opportunities. Anybody have some faith-building opportunities? And my further question is, did you take advantage of those faith-building opportunities to exercise your faith, to grow, and to be able to move to another place, to a new place in God? Anybody in a different place than when you started in January? Come on, just wave your hand like this and just look around like you're telling folks, "I'm one of those that I'm in a different place in my faith right now. I know I look the same, my haircut's still the same, and I probably had these clothes on a couple times this year, but I'm different. I'm different." And if you remember in Jehoshaphat's praying, he reminds God of what he's done. He reminds him that you gave us this land. You gave us this property. He gave you that word. And he's watching over his word to perform it. Some words come with expiration dates. Others just last throughout eternity. You have to discern which is which. Some words will follow you to your grave and on into eternity. I believe that. But in the year 2020, it's going to be a year of seeing. It's going to be a year of believing. It's going to be a year of seeing what you have believed for. It's going to be a year of believing to see. It's going to be a year of seeing what you've been believing for. It's going to be a year of believing to see. Now let me give a little context, and I don't want to teach this. I usually try to take a few weeks after tonight to really put some meat on the bones so that you have something to really walk with. But I want to make this as clear as possible. when the word came to Jehoshaphat by way of the prophet, Jehoshaphat knew that if he knew that if this word is going to work, they're going to have to believe it. If they're going to see it, they've got to believe it. And I want to encourage you, because coming out of 2019, you have, hear me now, you have the right to believe, to see some things in 2020. Maybe that's just me. But we are leaving one decade and coming into another one. And I believe, I choose to see it as the ending of one chapter of the book, of the story, and now moving into the next chapter. And I believe that as part of 2020, Larry, we can believe God to see the things that we hadn't seen up to this point. And expect, now hear me now, not just believe to see it, but expect to see it. Because the word, when it came to Jehoshaphat, he knew that he would need to encourage the people, because the word that came to them was a very different kind of word. The word was, you don't need to fight. And I'm speaking to some of you as you go into 2020, and I want to say to you, your fight is over. Your fight is over. Tell somebody to cut the tape off the gloves. Get these gloves off of me. The fight is over. You won the fight. Now step out of the ring and go get your belt. Go get your trophy. Go get your possessions. I'm speaking prophetically. Hear me now. I'm speaking prophetically. 2020 is a year of seeing and believing, seeing and believing, seeing and believing. I'm talking about seeing with a greater clarity. Went through this year. The year is over. The bell is rung. And whether you feel like it, Jesus is holding up your hand, not the other person's. Yeah. And the winner is not by unanimous decision. The winner is by knockout. Yeah. 2020 is going to be a year to see. It's going to be a year of you seeing some things that you've never seen before. 2020 is going to be a year that God wants to show you some things. He wants to show us some things. He wants to show off a little bit. You see, when he said to Jehoshaphat, you don't have need to fight here. You ain't got to fight here. The battle is not yours. So just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He didn't say, I'm going to empower you. I'm going to send angels to fight with you. No, what God is doing for you and doing for us in this season is he's already gone before you, handling the stuff you think you're going to have to handle. And when you get there, all you're going to see is the victory and the fruit of what God has in store for you. Come on, I need y'all just to, come on, work with me, work with me. Work with me, because what I'm endeavoring to do is move you into a place of great expectation coming out of a very hellacious year. Now you can limp into 2020 and hope you see it, or you can stand up, square your shoulders, and say, I won. I'm a little bruised, but I won. I'm a little out of breath, but I won. You won. Come on, say, I won. I won. Jehoshaphat was so sure of the word that he goes through the people and says, now, you got to get this. He says, listen now, listen, we got to walk this out. He says, have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in the prophets and you will succeed. Meaning, if you believe the word, we got something to work with. If you believe the prophets and what they're saying, then you're going to be able to succeed. And so now I'm speaking to all of you who have been wearied by the word that you haven't seen come to pass. Because in this year 2020, what God is going to also do is he's going to begin to renew your ability to believe again. He's going to renew in you the stirring to dare to believe one more time. 2020 is the year of seeing and believing, seeing and believing. And I know how this works. We're believing and it doesn't happen. We're believing and it doesn't happen. And we're believing and it doesn't happen. And we're believing and everything looks the same and it just keeps looking the same and we just get wearied by it. But Jesus understands that. And so let me close just with this one more passage out of Mark 9, 17. It says, a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him into the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "Will I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy to him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. You gotta pause right there for just a minute. When the spirit saw Jesus, see, if you and I really knew what we had, we'd walk with a little bit more confidence. We'd walk with a little bit more assurance. We'd walk with a little bit more exactness around, hey, I may not see it all, but in the spirit realm, they know who's with me. They know who's in me. And all the Father is looking for is someone who will believe him and walk in it. You see, God presents something to you and I, and he says, "Can you see it?" "Yeah, I can see it." "Can you see yourself doing it?" "I don't know." "Can you see it?" "Yeah, I can see it." "Can you see yourself doing it?" "I don't know." "Can you see me doing it?" "Yeah." "Can you see me doing it through you?" I'm talking about believing now. The 2020, the year of believing. God will show us something. It's bigger than us. Walk this property. I sat in the man's office upstairs. He said, "Can you see yourself here?" "I can see myself." "You got vision for this place?" "I got vision for this place." But I walked out of there saying, "Help me, Jesus. Because I don't know how it's going to happen. But I know you can make it happen." You see, it's about seeing and believing. 2020, the year of seeing and believing. Seeing and believing. And you've got to recognize this, that when you walk through circumstances, when you walk through the situations, when you walk through the tests, what God is desiring to do is prove himself. He said, "Prove me." So that it raises your trust level, your faith level, your ability to believe in God. Can you see it? "Yeah, I can see it." "Can you see yourself doing it?" "I don't know." "Can you see me doing it?" "Yeah, Lord, I can see you doing it." "Can you see me doing it through you? Because that's why I'm showing it to you. But you've got to believe. You've got to believe." And sometimes, hear me now, sometimes our belief systems are calibrated by what we think about ourselves. That's why the 10 spies came back with their report versus the 2 that said, "Hey, let's run on up in here and get this done." Self-imposed limitations. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around for me at the mouth. Jesus asked the father, listen to this. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. Now, why would Jesus ask a question like that? Jesus knew. Jesus knew. But he asked the question because it helped the father identify with where he was at in his ability now to believe. Stay with me. I'm wrapping this up. Because you see, when you go a while and you're believing and it doesn't happen, you can still believe. But the more you go and it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen, it's like this concerning belief and unbelief. So you're believing, here's unbelief. But the more you go and it seems like it's not happening, it starts to go like this. The belief drops in unbelief. It's like a scale. It's like a scale, a balance, and so you're a believer. We're all believers. We're all believers. We're all believers. But the real question is, where is your ability to believe? 2020 is going to be a year of seeing and believing. Seeing and believing. You will see some things come to pass because you were able to believe at a higher level. God's going to help you to do that. So you're going to be able to see some things because you're now believing at a higher level. But what Jesus was addressing for the man, and you see it right here. Because when he asked that question, and he says, from childhood, he answered, says, it has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. Now, listen, Jesus wasn't asking for any additional information. He didn't need to know that he throws him in the water and in the fire and all. He didn't need to know that. He just said, how long has this been going on? He is bringing into place the identifying of where the man is. And oftentimes, hear me now, oftentimes God will use circumstances and situations to help you identify with where you really are so that he can help you, so that the Holy Spirit can help you. So it goes on and it says there, he says, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus said, if you can, okay, he said, okay, I guess he ain't been to some of my revivals or something. He ain't been to some of my services. If you can, said Jesus. Then he says this, everything is possible for one who believes. Everything is possible for one who believes. And then the man comes clean and says, I do believe. Overcome. Help me overcome my unbelief. I do believe, but help my unbelief. What he's saying is, I've been believing, but as this has gone on over the years, it started to go like this. And before you know it, unbelief is here. And my belief level is here. And Jesus is saying, everything is possible to him who believes. I'm talking to you now. Everything is possible. And I want to tell you that in 2020, it's going to be a year of God sovereignly moving that scale now. Bringing down the unbelief and causing your belief level to rise again so that you will be able to see in 2020 many of the things that have eluded you. But because you've allowed the Holy Spirit to begin to work in your life in a fresh way and in a new way, it will be your year of seeing and believing. That's all I'm going to say right now. I'm going to stop and... I'm doing good on time. Glory to God. Y'all sit on down. Let me go a little. No, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Twenty 2020 is going to be a year that God is going to show out. I just, hear me. I'm speaking prophetically. In 2020, I believe there's going to be three significant events that happen where God's going to move and everybody's going to know only God could do it. Now, I don't know exactly what those three things are, but I just heard that right now. It's going to be three. Say three. So just write that down, three. Because when they happen, I'm going to come back and say that's one. And I'm going to say that's two. That's three. Because in 2020, God is going to move in three significant ways. Now, here's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to broaden your perspective. Don't think Hamilton. Think bigger. Don't think Cincinnati. Don't think tri-state. Don't think America. Because when these three things happen, you're going to have to be in a place to believe in order to see it. Three things. Three significant events. There's three armies, Bonnie, that came against Jehoshaphat and the people of God. And anybody that knows their Bible and their Bible stories know how that one went. They marched out and they just began to say, "Oh Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh Lord, you are good. And your mercy endureth forever and ever." And it says, all of a sudden, God set ambushments. Can you believe? Can you raise your expectation? Can you raise your belief over your unbelief and believe that right now, in the singing of that simple chorus, God was moving on your behalf in 2020. Hallelujah. I just know it. I just know it. I just know it. I just know it. And I declare, listen to me, and I declare that you will see in 2020 significant things that God wants to do for you. The stage is already set. New chapter. New chapter. New chapter. New chapter. When they came to that ledge and looked out over into that valley, all three nations were completely destroyed. They took out each other. And it says it took them 3 days to gather all the spoil. Three. He's a way maker.
Yes.
And he's a miracle worker.